Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a good morning to you. I'm very excited to go today. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. You apply simply, you understand fully, and then you mortgage confidently. I was pulling up this morning, and for those of you who don't know, my show comes out of Atlanta, Georgia. The home of 680 The Fan, flagship for the Braves, is the home of the John Kincaid Show. And our studios are literally, you could throw a baseball from the front door of our building and hit the side of SunTrust Park, where there was a party yesterday as the Braves won the division yesterday over the Phillies. I wasn't surprised. I went looking for the Phillies this morning. They hadn't shown up yesterday. Still hadn't shown up. I looked for them. They're not around. Early this morning, I'm just looking at that saying, wow. Some teams show up. Some teams have a show-up quality. When you have a great year, sometimes people celebrate and say, wow, that team is overachieving. Sometimes, like the Phillies, they were an overachieving team earlier this year. The Braves were, too. But last time I looked, the last 2 months of the season count. And the Phillies fall apart, wet their pants, Braves rise to the occasion. And we've got a lot of October baseball right around the corner. We're going to be talking about it today. But I walk in this morning and it's surreal. So I park my car and pretty much stare at there's a statue of Bobby Cox staring at me. And so I'm walking in, I'm just looking around. I'm saying, okay, it feels a little bit like October, which means in Atlanta it's gone below 90 overnight. Felt a little better. And October baseball right around the corner, it's going to be great. So then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. So yesterday, a division championship is right next door from the 6A of the Fan Studios. Now, if I drove by the GPS probably 9 miles, I could have been watching Tiger and Rory on the course at the Tour Championship. If I drove like 6 miles, I could have been seeing Clemson taking on Georgia Tech. Today, Saints Falcons. I mean, there was so much going on. My mind was swimming. And I said, this is the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It just is. The meaningful baseball after months of drudgery of baseball, where it plays way too many games. And I don't care what anybody says. You can be a purist all you want. You don't need 162 games. Nobody needs it anymore to play 162. Next year, by the way, the great drama that everyone's going to be talking about today in the Tour Championship final down at Eastlake. Next year, that will round up the Sunday before college football starts. They'll wrap that up at the end of August. I think August 24th next year, the golf season, regular season ends. Brilliant, brilliant move. 24th or 25th next year. It's absolutely brilliant. And for those of you around the country who are thinking, man, Tiger's back. I think Tiger's back in the mix. And I'd love to see something like a Tour Championship. You might not realize it. And so I'll just give you the heads up. If you buy an adult ticket to go to the Tour Championship in Atlanta, you can bring, I think it's up to 4 kids under the age of 18 in with you. It's awesome. It's an awesome event. Especially next year, it'll even be a better scoring system than it is this year. So you got Tiger in the mix. We got an NFL season upon us in we get to week three Sunday, which is an important Sunday, as I've talked to you about before. If you're 2-1 or better, you're a team that has made the playoffs like 11 of the last 12 playoff teams last year. 11 of 12 last year were 2-1 or better. The year before, 10 teams were 2-1 or better. In fact, in the last generation. The worst showing ever is 9 of the 12 playoff teams being 2-1. And that only happened twice in a generation. Being 2-1 is a huge advantage. And you don't want to look at it at a football season when there's 16 games and say, wow, 3 games in, we're messed up. But you know what? You pretty much are. You pretty much are. You better get on your horse and be ready to ride it. We'll have plenty of NFL discussion. I know A.J. Hawk's going to join us later on, and we will have a chance to look at this Week 3 schedule. I've already put out a cheeky little picture today that I think you may or may not enjoy. So check it out on social media at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E, and you will see why I've got a big smile on my face this morning if you can't already figure it out. I just want to make after watching 4 weeks of college football, I'm ready to make an admission. Now, this doesn't mean that it won't change, because I'll be willing to retract or say, I was wrong on this. I didn't get it right. But I've never seen a season where, to me, and I mean any season of college football, where we're 1 month in and one team looks to be just so demonstrably better than all the other teams that are considered to be at the top of the college football world. I am prepared to say in 2018, the 2018 college football season, it appears that it's Alabama's world and we're just living in it. And you know I'm high on Clemson. You know I love what Kirby Smart has cooking at Georgia. I know that Ohio State and the evil genius that he is, Urban Meyer, and yes, I believe evil genius pretty much fits in a variety of ways. I respect the hell out of him as a coach. A man? Well, that went away long ago. At his little day camp for serial killers down in Florida, that sort of went away. But it's gotten worse now. But respect the hell out of him as a coach. Urban Meyer, Kirby Smart, Dabo Sweeney. I don't think it's going to, looking at it, I don't know that it's going to matter much what any of them draw up. I don't think it's going to matter much what terrific scheme they could come up with to try to just get themselves into a four-quarter, one-score tussle with Alabama. I'm not sure I'm seeing that develop in any way, shape, or form. I watched Clemson versus that same Texas A&M team, the one that Alabama just toyed with yesterday. Honestly, they were like a cat with a mouse. Every time the mouse tries to get away, the cat would just slam down its paw, grab its tail. Ugly occurrence. That was domination. And the ease with which they do it, the speed with which they do it, the confidence with which they do it, Alabama looks like they are on one plateau and everybody else is just looking up, praying that it's going to be an opportunity. Well, when we get our chance, we're going to be better. When we get our chance, we're going to be in this, in the mix. We're going to be right there. I'm not seeing it. And again, that doesn't mean Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State. Doesn't mean you can't, there couldn't be a day where the ball bounces right or otherwise, but you would literally need every single thing to bounce right for you. It's Alabama's world, folks. We're living in it. That's all it is. We're just living in it. We are. And you know what? We're renting. We don't even have a mortgage. We haven't called Quicken Loans to get a mortgage. We are absolutely renting. But you notice I said, three teams, because there's one that I didn't believe in. And I talked to you about it a little bit last week, and I will expound on it again now. Oklahoma, I'm sorry. I'm not buying what you're selling. And yes, Oklahoma can look sexy. Man, can they look sexy. I don't know if you remember the Seinfeld episode with the Two-Face. that the young lady that Jerry was dating, she looked really, really good when they sat in one booth at the diner. If you moved her out of there, she just wasn't attractive. If you're playing the Sesame Street game, so we're trying to look at the competitors that are lining up right now to be able to knock off Oklahoma. And I'll do the old, one of these things is not like the other. And I'll show you the Georgia logo and the Clemson logo and the Ohio State logo and the Oklahoma logo. Are you kidding me? I didn't like Oklahoma. I don't know that their defense would be able to slow down any of the teams. And you saw that last year in the Rose Bowl, that their defense would be able to slow up any of these teams. And I don't think their offense is better than it was with Baker Mayfield. But yesterday, 28-21 over Army, ooh. I'm telling you, the wind was blowing a little bit this morning. We're getting a little bit of a breeze in Atlanta, which is like the first breeze that I think we've gotten since like around May 10th. And I swear to you, I smelled some of that Oklahoma offense. I did. I smelled it. There was something. There was a smell coming over. Congrats to Stanford. Dramatic victory over Oregon. And I'll have to check that one out on the DVR because when I had wandered from that game, I thought it was pretty much over. But that was a gag job.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.